time for our weekly catch-up with Matt Stringer, the RNIB Chief Executive. We look at some of the big news stories coming from the charity, and today we are, yes, actually sitting down with Matt because we're in the same building in the same city, Matt.
We're in Edinburgh, Alan, so, you know, our pleasure to come up to Scotland and visit our Scottish team. So, you know, we've brought the trustees up to Scotland for 24 hours to get a chance to meet the team, meet some of our customers, our volunteers, get a sense of the sort of broader Scottish economic, political, sort of social landscape at the moment. And we've hosted our board meeting today here.
So the board, do they normally go around the UK? Although it's a UK charity, as you say, there's perhaps some slightly more diverse issues in the devolved nations?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're very proud of our whole UK-wide presence, and you know, we have very strong teams in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, because there's a lot of relevance from our UK positions, you know, in the devolved nations, but equally there were a lot of local nuances and differences which we absolutely sort of cherish and support to make sure, you know, we can have the best possible sort of impact in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. You know, what we're very keen to do with the trustees is to get out and really understand, you know, what's going on around the whole of the RNIB, not just sit in London in board meetings or even in our one of other offices in, say, Peterborough. So we've had a very conscious plan, which COVID hasn't helped really, but of getting the board round the whole organisation. So Edinburgh over the last 24 hours and plans to take the board imminently over to Northern Ireland as well to get a sense of what's happening out in Belfast.
So what were, obviously some of the topics discussed would be very internal, but what were the kind of more customer focused sides?
Our response to the cost of living crisis, which clearly is a UK-wide issue and will be here for some time. You know, it's not a flash in the pan, unfortunately. It's a serious underlying issue which disproportionately, you know, impacts blind and partially sighted people and maybe less advantaged members of society. We talked about our internal sort of people plan to try and make the RNIB, you know, a great place to work and try and support our staff as much as we can. And we also talked about our aspirations to, you know, carry on generating income, our fundraising plans really, because clearly all the sort of good work the RNIB does, you know, needs to have sort of money coming in to fund it. So those were the three big sort of meaty topics that we discussed at the board today.
And on the cost of living, your RNIB is doing a lot of research at the moment from its customers. You're doing providing a lot of advice and support as well. There's an e-action poll going out at the moment, so quite a lot happening there.
Clearly we need to have a very strong response and support for blind and partially sighted people who are disproportionately disadvantaged by this. And I think, you know, in terms of precise things that we're doing as the RNIB, first of all, you know, communicating a lot of information, because there's a lot of help and support out in society, either from government in terms of grants and payments that people are entitled to, or business now, you know, stepping in and starting to provide sort of funding options for technology, for example, or hardship funds. British Gas have just announced one this week, for example. So, you know, we need to be working to optimise and amplify those, you know, as well as communicate what might be there already in terms of sort of government support. And, you know, what you'll find on our website and in our social media is fact sheets and information provision, which we update very regularly because clearly it's a sort of fast moving landscape. So that's the communication bit. We're very keen to hear from people. We get a lot of calls to the helpline, a lot of people we engage through Sight Loss Advice Service and through ECLOS and through other channels. So we get a lot of information in. What we're just launching, you know, this week is this sort of call to arms to ask people to tell us their personal sort of experiences or how it is real for them. There is a form that we're publishing through our social media and through our website, which allows people to respond, and there's a free text box because we want to hear people sort of real life examples as opposed to just getting people to, you know, do a sort of, you know, tick box exercise or a multiple choice type thing. We want to hear the sort of real raw challenges out there, and that will really help our insight, or help improve our insight and allow us to sort of agitate within society, either with government, with local government, with business or whomever, you know, to try and get the right things done to support blind and partially sighted people.
And as Matt said, if you'd like more information on any of RNIB's services or indeed the cost of living support and the e-action we'd like you to get involved in, then please do get in touch. The website is rnib.org.uk. The helpline, our advisors are there on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, great to be face-to-face in person this time. We'll go back to doing it virtually next week. But thank you for joining us on RNIB. RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, Alan, look, my pleasure, and you know, massive thank you to all our staff in Scotland who've hosted us quite so royally, and the trustees were massively impressed, as they've all now headed off to get sort of planes and trains home. And you know, I think the fact we're here shows an organisation that's just really keen to get out and about in the UK and really support and understand what's going on. And to that end, Alan, I'm sure you and I will be meeting not in the not too distant future face to face, and not having to rely on Teams to conduct our weekly chats, which I very much welcome. So nice to see you in person today. Thank you.